Okay, so I'm doing the questionnaires because I got permission from someone that it's not too late in January. I'm doing the same two she did. I'm sorry, I honestly do not know how to pronounce that username, and I really don't want to butcher it. So, yeah, but it's the questionnaires by JTL and Penny. For number one, what part of your body turns you on the most? Honestly, I get complimented on my eyes on almost a daily basis. Like, not trying to sound narcissistic. I'm sorry if I do. I wish I could show you all my eyes, but then I feel like that would totally give me away if you were to ever find me anywhere else on the internet. Maybe one day we'll gain that courage, but other than that, my neck. Like, oh my god, if people kissing my neck and biting my neck, and maybe that's why I'm into choking, but yeah, it just makes me mad. I would prefer to receive a sensual rub down just because I do a lot of physical work, and my back hurts most of the time, so that's always kind of nice. Favorite body part on my partner? It's a guy, so you know what that kind of leads to. What meal can my partner make for me? Oh goodness, I eat so much different food. My favorite has to be spinach and pepperoni pizza. I know that sounds kind of lame, but yeah. If I could choose a tattoo, I like tribal tattoos. The kind that are like on their arms and shoulders and it leads into their chest and stuff like that. I also kind of use that as an excuse to touch hot guys, so yeah. I've never had a one-night stand. If I went lingerie shopping, or lingerie, sorry, I cannot pronounce words. With my partner, I wouldn't really pick anything for them to wear. If anything, I'd rather him pick something for me to wear. And my favorite is black lace with like light pink accents. My hottest X-rated fantasy is probably doing it somewhere in public, because the risk of getting caught just, you know, skyrockets the hormones there. Most adventurous place is probably in the back of a truck in a parking lot. Best oral method, most of the time I can deep throat. I mean, it depends on how rough it gets, but yeah. What can my partner do orally? Honestly, like I said, biting my neck, just goodness. I'm definitely the little spoon because I am 5'2", so it's kind of hard for people to be bigger than me. I mean, littler than me. Obviously, my partner is on top because I tend to be more of the submissive kind. I preferably like loud sex just because then I feel like we can actually let loose. And honestly, I'm tied between ass or tits because, I mean, come on. Yes, I do enjoy watching my partner masturbate for me. I do think it's very hot. I do like a lot of dirty talk during sex. My favorite thing has to be when my partner would ask, like, who do you belong to? And obviously I have to answer that I belong to them. So, yeah. And then for pennies, I do believe in New Year's resolutions. I really do. I think that they're a great thing, and it's a great excuse for people to try to turn their lives around for the better, even though a lot of people end up most of the time feeling them. I'm sorry, but it happens, and I understand it. And then we'll be like 5 days into January and be like, oh, failed my New Year's resolution, I'll just have to wait till next year. And I always tell them, well, you know, the Chinese New Year is coming up, so yeah. The best thing to happen to me in 2016 in real life was probably just the revelation of the people around me and how they did not belong into my life, and so I was able to fix that. And then I joined here a few days ago, so yeah. The last text I sent was probably about me like arriving at work, so if anything, that's still gonna tell me that I'm once again a slave to my job. And I definitely hope to give more GWA related orgasms this year. Yeah, so my biggest challenge was probably joining y'all, but I'm very excited. So, 3 words to describe my 2016: life-changing, and lacking, I guess. And then pick 3 words that I want to describe my 2017 would be adventurous and no regrets. So yeah. If I could trade lives with anyone, it would be someone who is pretty and rich, because goodness knows I need the money. The biggest personal change, like I said, the people around my life, and unfortunately, while I've had to become kind of a loner from cutting people out of my life, they are definitely toxic relationships. So I'm happy that I'm strong enough to do that. The one kind of audio that I really want to hear is more pet play, because I'm sorry, but that just really turns me on. And yeah, so that's more what I want to hear. And anyone who should answer this questionnaire is anyone who hasn't done it yet. It's not too late, guys. I want to get to know everyone, just like I hope y'all got to know me from listening to all these rambling answers. So sorry if y'all lost patience, but I appreciate it. Thank you.